Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome to the Sunday show with me, Mike Davis, your host on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. Well, as you can hear, ladies and gentlemen, the cold is clearing, and you know that's a big relief there for me. My voice is still not quite right, but I'm sure by next week I'll be fighting fit again. But you know that's not going to stop the show today, and it didn't stop the show last week. It's a pleasure to have you back. And it's a pleasure to be right here in Mike Spirit FM. We're actually broadcasting live tonight right here on MikeSpirit.fm. We are broadcasting in Blog Talk Radio. We are also broadcasting in Spreaker, which is linked to quite a few other shows. So you are welcome. If you do want to call in, please do so. The numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you go over to Blog Talk Radio, it's blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. You will see a Skype button. And if you press that button, then it will be free for you to call in, never mind where to in the world you are. We are here, we're ready, I'm waiting to take your calls. And I say we because I have a very exciting guest on here today for you. This guest is not only been on my show before. He's been absolutely fantastic when he's been on the show. He's given some amazing readings. I know that he's no stranger to the show. I know that he's been on quite a few other shows here at MikeSpirit FM, and he will be on a few other shows up and coming. Let me just introduce my guest here to you. It is Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Mike.
How are you doing?
I'm very good, and nice to hear your cold's improving.
Well, it's getting better, and that must be all this wonderful healing I'm having from all these wonderful and beautiful people out there that are sending out. So please keep sending it, because it's nice. Now, Jerry, I said that you're a special guest, and you are. You are special. It's Jerry Humphreys. Do you want to give us your website there a minute there, Jerry?
Yeah, my website is all the W's, and it's senseofknowing.co.uk, senseofknowing.co.uk.
Okay, and the reason why I'm asking you for that is, for a simple reason, because tomorrow you're going to be on the show tomorrow with us as well, aren't you? Well, not with us, because I might not be there, but I know that you're going to be on the wonderful Guide and Light show tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been very lucky. The lovely Sarah and Jeanette have asked me to pop in on their show as well, so I'm really looking forward to that, as well as being very privileged to be with you here tonight, Mike.
Well, you know, Jerry, there is a reason that you are here tonight, and there is a reason that you're going to be there tomorrow night as well, because it's time to announce the big announcement, because on Wednesdays, we used to have Oscar Villegas on a Wednesday, and bless his heart, he's moving on to other things, and, you know, we wish him all the best, and particularly from myself, as Mike Spirit FM, I wish Oscar Villegas all the best. But, you know, I know that you're going to be stepping into the Wednesday slot, Jerry. You're going to be taking control from 9 p.m. UK time, which is 4 p.m. Eastern time, right the way through until 11 a.m. UK time, which then in turn is 6 p.m. Eastern. So 4 till 6 Eastern, 9 till 11 UK time. It's going to be Jerry Humphreys with your brand new show called Soul Purpose.
I'll tell you what, I'm really looking forward to it. And again, it's going to be such fun. And I hope to bring something different from my own perspective. I want to have lots of exciting guests to come on. Obviously, yourself included, obviously.
Well, it depends how much money you got, Jerry, you know, because, you know, No, not cheap. I'm only joking. It'll be a pleasure, Jerry.
Could it be in a bag of crisps?
Well, maybe just a bag of crisps and I'll be okay. As long as it's salt and vinegar. I do like salt and vinegar crisps, Jerry.
Right. Made a note.
They do work wonders with this cold of mine. And, you know, crisps. I must say crisps because, you know, I've just come back from the USA. Crisps are different. Out in America, they're called chips.
Yes.
So chips and crisps are two different things because chips to us are French fries, which is what they call them in America. You know, it's very confusing, Jerry, doesn't it? Crisps to us come in the bag. They're potato chips and you eat them. Simple as, isn't it?
I get confused trying to talk my own language, let alone, you know, it's... I think potato chips actually sounds better for some reason.
Okay. Yeah, well, I kind of agree with you a little bit there.
Mind you, they all go down the same hole, so I don't mind what it is. As long as the bag opens, I'm in there.
Well, so tell us, Jerry, what's the flavour of the potato chips, crisps, French fries? Call them all you want. What's the flavour of yours?
Oh, now, I'm very partial to cheese and onion.
You know, my kids love cheese and onion. Well, one of them does. You know, I have to buy the multi-packs because... I like the salt and vinegar, and so does my other daughter, and we fight to who gets the salt and vinegar first.
Right.
Then my other daughter, my eldest daughter, Stacey, bless her, she loves the cheese and onion, and she eats the cheese and onion. Now, James, my son, the youngest, and he's 8, he adores the ready salted, the plain ones, and he loves them. So he eats them, Stacey eats the cheese and onion, me and Emily fight for the salt and vinegar. She normally wins, so I normally end up either with, like, I don't know, cheese and onion, which I don't really like. But in all fairness to Emily, she does say, Dad, you have some of mine, I'll have some of yours, because I know you're not fussed on these. And it works well. So, you know, a multi-pack, that's what we have to buy in my house, because my children, they like so many different varieties. Otherwise, you'd have to be buying a pack of these, pack of these, but no good. Multi-pack. Anyway, Jerry, we're going way off the subject, yeah?
Food.
Food? Why are we talking about food? You make me
I don't know, but if you want me, I'm just going down to the kitchen to get something to eat. So
yeah. I'm going to go up the chip shop and get some first price. No, let's get on with today's show, Jerry, because it's, you know, I know that we've got some wonderful people on the line. Jerry, I've got some music lined up today. And the music is going to be dedicated to someone special. I'm not going to say who, because that would be unfair of me. This person knows exactly who the person is. So all of the music today is dedicated to that special person. So I'm sure that they and everyone else will enjoy, because when I was looking for these tracks, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to play these so bad, because they are absolutely wonderful, perfect songs. So, you know, I hope that you're going to like the music, Jerry. I normally try and fit the music in with a guest, but today it's a little different. But so, Jerry, your show is going to be on a Wednesday night here in the UK, 9 till 11.
That's it.
Which is 4 till 6 Eastern Standard Time in America. So it's called Soul Purpose.
Yes.
So I know that you just said that you're going to have some interesting guests. So talk us a little bit about you. What is your show going to be about? I know it's Soul Purpose, but what is Soul Purpose?
Well, in a way, it reflects my soul purpose, which is to spread the word of spirit. It's to connect people with people who may have passed over. I also, because I'm an animal communicator and animal psychic, okay, I want to bring some of the messages in from pets as well that might have passed over. So I do a lot of work with animals. There's a lot of healing vibrations and energy that will be in the show, but there'll be interesting topics that we're going to look at, interesting discussions to have. But obviously, what I want to focus on is for all the lovely people out there who are listening, is to have that psychic reading, that guidance that they might be seeking on whatever particular life problem there might be. And that's what it's about for me. It's about being able to help people find a little bit of peace. So that is my sole purpose.
So ladies and gentlemen, you've heard right here firsthand, that's what Wednesday night from now on is going to be all about, Soul Purpose with Jerry Humphries. And I, for one, Jerry, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to tomorrow, to the guiding lights. Even though I said I might not be there, I'm always in the background, Jerry, always in the background listening. You know, that's not a scary thing. It's a nice thing, isn't it, really?
I think it's lovely. It's like being part of a big family, isn't it? So
that's exactly
having all the family around just to listen.
That's exactly what we are like here, Jerry. In Mike's World FM, it's a family. And you know I wanted to have you on the show today for one particular reason. If this is the only reason for you being here tonight with me, is for me to say to you, Jerry, I welcome you to our family. In the Mike's World FM network, and it's going to be a pleasure and an honour working with you. So welcome, Jerry.
Wow, that's rather taken my breath away, Mike. Thank you ever so much. I'm going to do my utmost to make sure that whatever I can give, I will give, and it's just such a fun thing. I'm really buzzing with the excitement.
Okay.
And I can't wait for Wednesday to come around so I can get it off the ground.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we're going to stay with that note, because if you've taken your breath away a little bit, let me just press this button here. We'll see what happens. And as I said, all the music is dedicated to someone special. And I hope that we, and everybody else is going to like this. Here we go.
Yeah.
There's a wonderful Westlife, the queen of my heart. Okay, so, Jerry, are you there with us?
I certainly am.
And I'm looking in the chat room, and while Flo Wynn says, I love you, Mike Davis. You know, that's so nice, isn't it? It really is. And you know, my love goes out to each and every one of you as well. But, you know, I'm a little bit disgruntled here, to be honest with you, Jerry, because on Thursday nights, as you know, right here on Mike's Spirit FM, we had, as we always have, Nick Humphries. Now, he's a wonderful host, and he's been with me for the past 8 to 9 months, maybe even longer. So he was one of he was the first host that started with us. And I know that he was absolutely wonderful, and he's been absolutely wonderful all the way through. But I was listening into his show, and I was typing in the chat room hi to people and just randomly typing. And people were saying, I don't know who you are. And I was like, are you serious? And I was a little bit like, And I felt like, I don't know what to do here. So I went into his show and kind of took over a show a little bit. And it was funny because we just chatted. And the chat room took a bit of a turn there. And they wanted to see who had the sexiest laugh, me or Nick.
Right.
And the chat room was going quite nuts, actually. And the votes were coming in for me and Nick, who had the sexiest laugh. And I'm not going to ask you, Jerry, to vote. I'm not. But I will ask all these wonderful people that's listening right now, who has the sexiest laugh? Mike Davis, which is obviously me, or Nick Humphries? Yes, it was great. Just posting in the chat, that was great. And it was. And, you know, we might just do it again for you. So, you know, keep posting in that, in my chat room now. You keep posting who has that sexiest laugh, Mike Davis or Nick Humphries. We'll actually, Jerry, we'll have to be level. So it's a little bit of a fight going on here, and I think I will pip him at the post. I'm going to have to pip him at the post, because otherwise this thing is going to go on, and it will go on to the live event. See, I've got the sexiest laugh. Now, that's even better. I love that. Now, this thing will go on to the live event, Jerry, which is going to be the 22nd and the 23rd, which I know that you're going to be a part of.
I am. Yep.
February. It's going to be a wonderful show because the 22nd is going to be a demonstration of mediumship with four hosts. Okay. I can't divulge who the four hosts are at the moment. Okay. But I will be on that bill on that Friday night. On the Saturday day, we are all, and I say all of us as hosts, meaning myself, yourself, Nick Humphries, Andrew D, Jeanette Ann Coombs, Sarah May, and not forgetting Grant Collier, is going to be there giving and offering private readings to anybody that wants to come in and have a reading with any one of us. And then there will also be exhibitors that's going to be there, which will be selling the bits or the alternative theory, whichever exhibitors come. We have a few lined up, and we have a few more to come. So, again, if anybody's in the chat room that would like to be a part of the Mike Spirit FM Roadshow, then it's a simple way of you getting in touch with us. You can either go over to Facebook. My Facebook name is Mike Davis Medium, and I will say there's two. If you are already on the one, we are quite full up of that one. Because how sad, Jerry, Facebook limits you to 5,000 friends. Isn't that sad?
Well, obviously, there must be a reason for it, but they could extend it a little bit, I would have thought, by now.
Well, I think so. So there is another Facebook page, and it's called exactly the same thing, Mike Davis Medium. But the second Facebook page is MikeDavis.medium. Okay, so MikeDavis.medium is the second Facebook page. Mike.DavisMedium is the first Facebook page. Go and find yourselves up on there. If you want to be a part of the Mike Spirit FM Roadshow, then you're more than welcome. And on the Saturday evening, there will be another demonstration because there's seven hosts. So there will be another three, which I'm not going to divulge right now who the three is going to be, but I will be the fourth. So I'll be working the Friday night and the Saturday night and the Saturday day. I'm going to be rushed off my feet, Jerry, aren't I?
Well, you won't have time for your sexy laugh if you keep pushing yourself out.
Well, this is what I was going to say, because when me and Nick when we go live together at that event, I think we will have to finalize who has the sexiest laugh, me or Nick Humphries. And, you know, it will be the judgment day will come. I can see his judgment has been put in the chat, which is wonderful. But, you know, I do like to get so many people involved. And it will be, you know, it's going to be probably the best event that Mike Spirit FM has ever put on. And, you know, if this is successful, which I have no doubt in my mind that it's going to be, then the Mike Spirit FM Roadshow will be traveling to each and every other host's destination. Or it can be a destination of our listeners' choice. You know, if our listeners are listening in,
yeah, absolutely.
Let's just say, where did we see Jerry?
Sorry, I didn't say anything, Mike.
Oh, the clairvoyance is working already. You know, just say that our listeners, just say we have a listener, and I'm just saying this because I've just come back from Florida. Maybe we have a listeners in Florida that would love the Mike Spirit FM Roadshow to be there. Then we can sort that out. We can do it. So it doesn't have to be just the one venue, one off, and that's it. We can travel. The Mike Spirit FM Roadshow is willing, and we are willing as hosts, as mediums, to travel to wherever you are. To bring this wonderful roadshow to you. So, Jerry, as I said, it's an honor to have you here. It really is. And it's going to be an honor to work with you. And you know, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And as I said, welcome you to our family. And you will learn very quickly, Jerry, that, you know, we are laid back here. We do like to be professional as often as we can, but we are so laid back. And just enjoy ourselves, because that's what it's meant to be, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. I'm just actually trying not to laugh, because I don't want to blow you and Nick out the water.
Well, please don't laugh, because we can't.
I'm not going, because I don't want to sort of make you feel a little bit insecure with my laugh. So
I can't do that. No, we can't, because I do have a mute button, Jerry, and I do like using a mute button, Jerry. And we've got to be careful, because I know Grant Collier has a bit of a laugh. Not that I know what a sexy laugh sounds like. I don't know, but. You know, Grant Collier may be in the running there as well. So,
oh, I've forgotten about Grant. Yes, of course. Yeah.
Of course. So let's just keep this thing between me and Nick for now. Maybe after February, we can go between Jerry and Grant. That would be interesting, there, wouldn't it?
Oh, I don't think there'd be any contest. I think Grant might win that one, hands down.
Well, you never know. Let's put it to the test. But not now. Not now. Please, people, do not vote on that one. The main vote is...
What have you started?
Between, I know, I keep asking myself the same thing every day. Who has the sexiest laugh? Mike Davis or Nick Humphries? Let's just see what... let's just see what happens there. But shall we get on with today's show? Because I know we've got a wonderful list of callers in front of me. I have had a chance to screen a few of them, but not all of them. So if I haven't asked you your name, if I haven't picked up the phone to you, don't worry. It's not that we're not going to get you. We will do our very best to get on as many of you as we can. Jerry, I think I'm going to go for a record reading time this night tonight. I think we should go for a record and try and get around as many of them, if not all of them, tonight. Are we up for that?
Absolutely. Go for it.
Okay, so let's bring on our first caller, which we're going to give to you, Jerry, because as you know, on my show, you'll do a reading and I'll do a reading, and that's the way it works. So I know I've had a chance to screen this caller. This caller, her name is T. Hi, T. Are you there with us?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing very well, T. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
Georgia.
From Georgia. You know, T, my niece said to me today, she said, Uncle Michael, when he was out in America, did you go to Georgia? And I said, no. And she really wants me to go to Georgia. And I kept saying to her, why did you keep asking me about Georgia? She said, because I find it's a funny name, because her friend's name is Georgia. And she said, wouldn't it be great if Georgia went to Georgia? And I can see her mentality. I mean, she is 16, so I can see her mentality. But welcome, T, from Georgia. I'm going to pass you over to Jerry, and I know that he will do his very best there for you.
I'll do my utmost. Hello, T.
Hi.
Was there something specific you wanted to ask for your reading? Was there anything particularly you wanted me to focus on? Or do you just want to see what comes out?
Because I've just been feeling extremely down lately, and it's like really taking a toll on me.
Right, I didn't, Mike, I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear what T was saying. Was it? Can you just repeat for me?
I just been feeling down lately, and I just wanted to know if you just had anything that comes, any messages or anything.
All right, lovely. I was just, actually, before Mike called you in, I was actually just, I was feeling a little bit of stress, and I've got a bit of a tension headache with me now, so it feels like somebody's put a metal band around my head. So let's have a look and see what's coming in around GOT. The rest of October, not that we've got much left of October, I feel is... It isn't a time of pacing yourself, and I feel that you've got to learn to say no to a few more people. And there's somebody around you at the moment who I feel has been testing your patience. And because you're a very sensitive and empathic lady, I feel that you're finding it hard to say that little word no. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So October, the rest of October is looking to get rid of all this disruption, but I feel it's where you need to take a step back and just say to yourself, do you know what, I can't be at everybody's beck and call because it's just not possible. I've got to give myself some time out. Now, as you sort of go through a little bit of a healing process through the rest of this month, the first thing that's going to start to come back is your physical energy and then your emotional energy. And that's when I feel that you also start to realize that you can let go of all this past worry that you've had, or this past stress that you've had. But more importantly, it's where you let go of other people's stress, because you have been like an emotional sponge, and it's where you stop taking on board other people's emotions. And then as you step into November, your intellect is really firing on all four cylinders, and so is your intuitive side. And I feel that this is where you need to be looking at more, which is how to develop your intuition. Because a lot of what I feel you're picking up is intuitively tapping into other people's energies. So materially, it's where ideas will come in for you about what you can do to further your own self, where you can take your own knowledge. And you have a lot of wisdom with you. And I feel that it's where you can start to build new foundations. And I feel that your spiritual side, your intuitive side, is really going to start to take off. And you suddenly, just I call it a light bulb moment. It's where you just suddenly wake up one morning and go, I know exactly what I'm going to do. I know what path I want to follow. I know how to get rid of all the dead wood in my life that's not serving a purpose. And suddenly it's like whoosh, you're like a jet engine. You just take off. So you enter into a 9-week to 9-month cycle of growth, of stability, and none of this mental conflict flying around you any further.
Okay, because I was really trying to find my purpose, and it was like stressing me out, and I'm always taking care of someone, and it's like really hard being in school full time and not really working. So that was like really.
It sounds to me like, you know, you want to take on a lot and you want to do a lot. There's a lot of caring energy around you. There's actually quite a bit of healing energy with you too. So I feel that you are very good with the way that you give wise counsel to people. So your words are very healing. So I don't know whether you've ever thought about taking on some sort of therapy role, but I feel that would be very good for you to learn about, and then you can start to give out to other people a lot more, but in the right way, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to school for.
So this is where you start to grow. This is where, because you are standing firm in your own space and saying, right, this is me now, people. Everybody, whether it's friends, whether it's family, whether it's people around you at school or whatever, it's where you are going to say, if you can't respect me for who I am, then please just walk away. Because this is what's been lacking. you respect other people without any question. But unfortunately, people have not been giving you back that same energy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a there also feels to me that somewhere there's a bit of love lacking in your life too. Do you understand that?
No.
Where's the love not coming from?
Oh,
it feels like somebody's turned
everywhere.
The tap off.
Oh yeah, I feel like that because I don't have any family down here, and then I broke up with my boyfriend last year, and he keeps, I don't know. So I feel like that.
Well, it's you'll find it's a time of growth, I said, and as you start to project your energy out there a lot more, then because you respect yourself more, people respect you, and the love will really start to flow. Look, I hope that's been of some help for you, and thank you ever so much for calling into the show.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, T, and thank you there, Jerry. Remember, T, if you want a copy of that reading, simply go to the archives of Mike Spirit FM and download that, and that's where you'll be able to find the copy of your reading. And I'll say thank you very much for calling, T.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye now, bye. Okay, let's go to the next caller, and it's Joanne. Hi, Joanne, are you there with us?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Joanne. Thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Okay. Joanne, can we ask you where you're calling from?
Sure. Oregon.
Okay.
The U.S.
Okay. I was just going to say, is that in the U.S.?
Yes.
Well, you know, when I come back from the U.S., Joanne, I came back with a cold. So do you want to be like the one that's willing to take it back off me and bring it back to the U.S.?
Sure, I'll try my best.
I fetched it all the way back to the UK. And you know, the funniest thing, Joanne, was when I got back on that plane in Florida, I was at the airport. I was coughing and coughing and coughing. And people were looking at me a bit, gone off. And I got on the plane and everybody was silent. And I was still coughing. And by the end of the plane ride, the gentleman in front of me was coughing, the gentleman behind me was coughing, the gentleman behind me was coughing, the poor lady behind him was coughing. And I thought, I think I may have affected the whole plane with this.
Oh, my goodness. How did you manage that one?
Well, I don't know. I was in a beautiful country, boiling hot. It was 90 degrees. I was enjoying my free time that I had very little of free time, mind, in the pool swimming because it was so hot. And then I developed a cold.
Of course, that's always when it happens. You don't get a cold when it's cold out. You get a cold when it's hot out.
You know, that's the way it works. Anyway, Joanne, let me get on with the show. I'll talk to you for hours otherwise. Joanne, what was the reason that you called in for? Was it for a reading?
It is, yes.
Okay. Well, let me make my link here to the spirit world, and we'll see where we go. And is that okay for you?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because I know I've got a lady that joins me, and I know that she just giggles away at what I'm saying about my cold. And I know that she would have been a very much down-to-earth kind of a lady when she was here with us. She makes me feel as if I want to say to you, she links with your mum's side of your family of when she was here with us, because I know I want to bring it to my mum's side. I do believe I want to say to you that this lady, before she passed, it's almost as if her passing was very sudden, because I know I went straight home to the spirit world. Almost as if there wasn't time for her to be ill. She didn't suffer. If she did suffer, it was very little. But she wasn't expected to go, she tells me, of when she passed on there to the world of spirit. She says it was very quick. Now, I know that she wasn't a very big lady of her build. I believe she's quite a slight lady of her build before she passed. I know that she would have been a lady, as I said, that's full of life, full of energy, and loved life to the fullest. Do you understand who I'm connecting with there, Joanne?
It could be my great-grandmother on my mother's side.
Okay, because I know I'm within your mother's side, and she tells me that when she passed on to the spirit world, as I said, it was sudden. I believe that she would have been like in her late 60s, if I'm honest with you, because I'm feeling late 60s with this lady as she passed. So does that fit with that great grandma of yours?
No, my grandma was 100, so that definitely doesn't fit. I don't know what would have been then on my mom's side. I'm not that close to my mom's side of the family.
Ah, bless. Okay. Well, I'll go on a little bit more with her, okay, and see what she comes up with. Because I've always said it doesn't matter. Even if we didn't know them, they know us, okay?
Right.
I'm come for a reason. And I believe that, you know, she has come for a reason. But I need to try and establish who she is, because I do like to place all my contacts, if I can. And, you know, I do appreciate that we don't know them all. But she makes me aware that that she didn't always live where she lived towards the end of her life there, okay? I believe I want to stick with, like, grandma with this lady. So if she's not your grandma, would I be right in saying that you would, your grandma's from quite a large family? Is that right?
Yeah, they were. I just never really met any of them.
Okay, perfect, because she says to me there's lots of us, and she says there's eight of us, okay? So they want to say that there would be eight in your grandma's family. So would that fit with your grandma?
Yes, I believe so.
Perfect, okay. Well, you do a bit of research there, Joanne, if you can, okay, because I know that's where this lady connects, within your grandma's side of the family, and where there's eight of them, and she comes closer on my vibration to say to you that in your life at the moment, you feel as if there's, like, so much, I want to bring excitement into your life, Joanne, I want to bring happiness, I want to bring, like, comfort into your life, and if I said to you it's about time too, would that make sense there to you?
It is. I do have a lot of excitement and happiness around me, for the most part, yes.
Good, because she says to me it's about time too, because I know that that if we go back maybe 2 months, she says, go back 2 months in your life, and I would be giving you a different reading, Joanne. I would be saying to you, come on, you know, that you can get beyond this, you can get over it, and there can be happiness after, because she says to me, you've come over so much, you've conquered so much in your life over the past few months. It's almost as if you come into, like, the light at the end of the tunnel, okay? And you can see the way forward now, okay? And she says to me,
right,
there's just a few little things that's in your way, for want of a better word at the moment. Those few little things are just holding you back. And I want to say to you there that we need to stay focused. We need to stay clear in our mind of where we want to go, because this lady in the spirit will, bless her heart, will take you there. And she will lead you every step of the way, okay? Even though, as I said, she may have been small, you know, but in the spirit world, very powerful lady. And I know that as she connects, see, she understands you there, Joanne, because she says to me that you are quite aware of the spirit world yourself. Is that right?
Yes, I am very spiritual.
See, because she knows you, doesn't she? Okay, and you know, I love doing of what I do. I love working for the spirit world, because every time it's like a reunion, every single time, and it fills me with so much excitement, so much joy. You know, words can't describe except the word amazing, and that doesn't even come close to it. But, you know, that's how I feel every single time I connect to the spirit world. And this lady that links there with you, that's the way she makes me feel. So I know that I want to say to you that in your life, that there can be and there will be. Let's just concentrate on moving these other few little things to one side. I know that your life is going to start moving so fast, and moving at such a pace that you feel so comfortable and so happy. I know that new things have come into your life to turn things around. Is that right?
Yes, yes. A lot of different business ventures are.
Good, okay. Now, she says to me, let him through, Melissa. I know I want to let a gentleman come through to you as well, okay, that I believe that would have been close to you in this life. I believe that he's very much of like an authoritative kind of a fella when he was here with us. I know that I would like to be authoritative. I know that he would have been the kind of fella that's, I want to say, quite rounded in his features before he passes on to the spirit world. He holds on to my chest, so I know that he suffered with his chest before he passed on to the spirit world. It may have been the heart that took him over, but I know that I want to start gasping for my breath here before this gentleman passes there. He's not a very big gentleman, but he carries a little bit of weight with him before he passes there. And again, I'm being told that towards the end of his life, again, it wasn't expected for him to go, but it was like sudden in the end because I was ill and then I passed, okay? That's the way he comes through. Do you understand of him?
Yeah, that would have been my grandfather on my father's side.
Bless him, because I know that he comes from, as I said, he's within your dad's side, so that's perfect. So I know that your granddad comes, and you would have been close to your granddad, is that right?
Yeah, I was really close. He was my hero, so.
Bless him, okay? Because for some reason, he wants me to sit you on the floor, okay? Now, it doesn't mean that you have to sit on the floor right now. Please don't give me but he shows me this image of you sat on the floor by him, okay? And he would have always liked or you would have liked him to rub his fingers through your hair when you was younger. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay, because this is what, he wants to rub his fingers through my hair, and bless him, he hasn't got much choice or chance with me because I haven't got much of it left now. But I know he wants to rub his fingers through my hair at the moment, and that's what he would have done to you. And I know that as he just strokes his fingers through your hair, he says to me, that's the memory that you hold on to. That's the memory that you hold so close to your heart, and you know that that's when he comes close around you there, Joanne. Do you understand of this?
I do.
Bless him.
Yeah.
Okay. He says to me that he's been aware of the emotion that's been tied there with you of late, so you would understand there's been hurt, there's been upset there with you. Do you understand this?
Yeah, there's been a lot of relationship things that I've been going through.
And it's almost as if I want to say to you that it's been like releasing the last of the tension and the last of the, oh, just get rid of it all, okay? Do you understand of that?
Right.
That's what brings in the emotion. And as I'm saying to you about getting rid of it, he says to me, it's like, you know, when we get rid of things, and I'm going to let you into a little secret now, okay? And I would have thought, see, because the spirit world inspires me to say things, I would have thought that's what would be meant in your life, okay? Now, I, as you all know, you're within Mike's Spirit FM, Mike is single, okay? Mike has been divorced, and Mike has been divorced for a long time, okay? But... you know, sometimes we hold on to the past, don't we?
Right, absolutely. And
when we release and let it go, then we allow the door to be open for new adventures to come into your life. Do you understand of that?
I do, yes.
Okay. And I know that quite some time ago now, I allowed my past to be released, okay? That doesn't mean I have no feelings. Please don't get me wrong. It doesn't mean that I don't care. Because I do, because I'm a very caring kind of a person. Even though Nick might even be voted as the sexiest laugher than me, but it doesn't matter, okay? But I know that I do care, and I have that emotion. But now, since I've allowed that to be released, it's opened doors for others or other things to come around my life. And you would understand why I would tell you that, is that right?
I do, yes.
Perfect, okay? Because I know that your granddad just inspires me to go backwards in my life a little while to find out where this is. He says to me there about my petal. Why does he call you my petal?
I don't know. I've never... I don't remember that.
Did your granddad used to like flowers? Did he used to like planting the flowers in the garden?
Yeah, he loved flowers, yes.
Okay. So... would I be right in saying to you, can you remember when you was younger and you would pick the flowers for him and he would say, leave my petals alone?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he hated when I would do that.
I understand now why he calls you my petal. Okay, because
yes.
I know that.
Yes, okay.
Okay, see, it's all wonderful things that they come through with. It's all wonderful energy. So, you know, just know that your granddad is so close to you, Joanne. I'd love to spend hours upon hours working with you, but I know I can't. I know Jerry is chomping at the bits there in the background, bless him. So I know I'm going to leave that there with you and say thank you very much for calling, and thank you for allowing me to have that pleasure to work with you. I'll say thank you very much.
Absolutely, thank you.
Okay, well, don't forget, you can download a copy of this reading in Mike Spirit FM in the archives, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye now, bye. Okay, let's go to the next caller, and I believe that we have Suzanne here. Hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
Hi, may we ask you, Suzanne, where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from California.
From California. Okay, well, I'm going to hand you over to the wonderful Jerry, and I know that he's going to do some wonderful work there with you. Jerry, it's all over to you, mate.
Thank you, Mike. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Jerry. Actually, it's Susan.
Susan, hello, my lovely. Is there something particular you wanted me to look at for you?
Well, I just recently broke up with someone, and I'm just trying to figure out what I need to do next. So.
Well, one thing that you need to do at the moment, Susan, is to stop beating yourself up about it. I feel that you've taken on a lot of responsibility, or you feel that this was... something that you were responsible for, and that's not the case.
Okay.
And this is not a permanent separation either. The good news is that this is, well, in fact, this is a good thing that's happened in a way, because I feel that the connection between the two of you needed something fresh. It needed some new energy put into it. Do you understand that?
Yes.
I feel that the person that you're asking about was, they were getting a little bit either disgruntled or a bit snappy, or they just they didn't seem to be finding their own peace, and that it was like two pieces of emery board rubbing together. It was just it was getting a bit, you know, too much. So it needed a bit of time out. Now, although I feel that the communication had been going a little bit backwards rather than forwards, and you were asking a lot of questions but not getting many answers. Mike's just been talking about something which is very relevant to this, which is letting go of the past. And I feel that's where this person around you was having a struggle. They weren't letting their past heal. And it's like they wanted to find fault with either anything or anyone, when in fact they should have been looking at themselves. So what I feel is, Susan, that over the next 3 to 4 weeks, that's what they're going to be doing. They're going to be reflecting. It's the inner child that needs healing, I feel, with this person. And although this is somebody who will not make any quick decisions, I feel that there will be a reconnection here. It takes about another month. But there's a conversation I feel that's going to come up in around 4 weeks' time. So you want to look at it around between the 16th to about the 18th or so of November, where you need to do a lot of listening and this other person needs to do a lot of talking. But you're going to have to read between the lines a little bit from what they're saying, because they might not be completely upfront and honest with you, if that makes sense. Not straight away.
Okay.
But when the conversation happens, this is the way forward. This is the door reopening so that you can start to rebuild. And I'm certainly seeing a lot of new vibrant and passionate energy and connection coming through here. It all seems to come to a boil by the end of November. And although things then are still just not quite 100% right, they are more or less getting there. And if you allow the relationship to rekindle and take it one step at a time, then I feel that it's got a long way to go yet.
Okay.
Can I just ask, have you been looking at traveling? I've got travel coming up either around you or the person we're talking about.
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yes.
Travel on your own?
Initially, I was thinking about travel on my own, but then I had an opportunity come up to join some people for travel.
This is it's going to be a really positive piece of what I've always known as distraction therapy for you.
Okay.
It's going to take your mind off things. It's also going to allow you just to be you for a while, rather than again thinking about everybody else. It brings a lot of balance back in for you, and then allows the relationship to get back on track. Now,
okay.
Having said all that, Susan, before I close, I'm going to put a but in here, but it depends on whether this is what you really truly want. Because in December of this year, and it's around the middle to the second to third week of December, I feel you've got an unexpected and rather pleasant emotional gift coming towards you from somebody who is from your past.
Okay.
It's going to get you thinking, but again, I don't feel you need to make any concrete decisions, not at least until the end of this year. But what I can tell you is, from what my guides are showing me here, is that by mid to end of February 2013, you have a real solid partnership around you. It's going to be worth the wait. Does that all make sense?
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to be, the travel that I was considering is going to be during that period of time, that second to third week of December.
So it's going to be an interesting time, because
sounds like it.
November's going to be quite good for you as well, because on more than not just the emotional level. The planet Mercury goes into what we call retrograde. It appears to be going backwards, and that's virtually for the whole of November. It generally affects fire signs, which is Leo, Aries, and I can't remember, Sagittarius, I believe. I can never remember my astrology. It's the fire sign energies it affects the most. But around you, I feel it's where you're also going to be looking at either a new venture within your work or career, or changing something along your career path. Which is also going to give you a lot to think about. So make no mistake, by the end of 2012, and we are in the year of ascension, we've still got time to make these lovely achievements, you're going to have achieved a lot. So I wish you well, and I hope that answers your question.
Yes, thank you so much. It was really wonderful. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. Lovely to speak with you. Take care. God bless.
And you as well.
Mike.
Hi, Suzanne. Thank you for calling. And remember, download a copy of me. It's the archive to Mike's book. Thank you very much. Okay. I know that we have Kathy online. Kathy, are you there with us? Hi, Kathy. Are you there with us? Okay, let's move on to the next caller. I believe that we have Tasha there. Hi, Tasha. Are you there?
Oh, hold on. I'm on the phone. Hello?
Okay, do you want me to hold on a minute there, Tasha, or somebody
else?
No,
I'm here.
Okay, Tasha, can we ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from California.
From California, absolutely wonderful. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
I want to know, when do you see me getting my engagement ring from Andre, and when do you see him spending more quality time with me, far as spending the night more with me?
Okay. Okay, well, my forte there, Tasha, is to link to the spirit world, okay? Now, I can do that for you if you wish me to, okay? And see what comes of it. Is that okay for you?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. Now, Tasha, I know that I have somebody here that wants to connect there with you. I believe that this is a lady that would have been quite a well-built lady. I know that the first thing that she gives me is as if I got this pain that I would associate to cancer, because I know it's in my stomach. Now, it doesn't mean that she had stomach cancer, but I know that that's why I'm feeling it, so I know that's how I associate the cancer. So now I've got a lady in the spirit world that there, Tasha, that would have passed with a cancerous kind of a condition. She's quite a nicely well-built lady before she passed. I believe I want to link her close to you. I want to link her like mum's side, so whether she's your mum or grandmum, I'm not sure at a minute, but I know that she's close there to you of when she was yours. Do you understand who I have with me?
Yeah, I know who she is.
Okay. And would I be right in saying to you that she was a very much kind of a lady that would always be there for support, she would always be there for guidance, she would always be there for help there for you? Would you understand of that?
Yes.
And she would have always pointed you, if I can say that, at you in the right direction. Do you understand that she would always like to point you in the right direction, Natasha?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, she talks to me here that as she's been in your life quite a lot of late, okay, she says to me that you need direction in your life. You need this kind of point in the right way. Now, as I'm asking her about where's the ring? Is the ring coming? And when is it coming? She says to me, God, you need to be a bit more patient, girl. You've always been like to rush things. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
See, and she says to me that the more that you rush things, the more that you push people away. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
See, and she says to me, you don't want to push this one. He's nice. She likes this one. Okay, she likes this one. She said, so let's take our time. Let's enjoy what's around us, okay? And you know, she says to me, by next year, things will be a lot different in your life, okay? So whether that means that the ring will come, I'm not sure, but I know that I want to say to you, by next year, things will come particularly right there for you. Do you understand of this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I know also I want to say that you as well, offer that she says to me, thank you. She wants me to thank you for some reason. So, Tasha, would you understand why she would thank me at the moment for you?
She's telling me thank you?
Yes.
Oh, I think I know why she's saying thank you, because I always talk to them and say thank you for everything that they're doing in my life.
Okay, Tasha, don't tell me anything, okay, because otherwise we can swap jobs and you can be the medium and I'll be the recipient. That'd be nice.
Oh, okay.
But I know
I'm sorry.
She wants me. No, please don't be sorry. I want to say to you that she wants me to thank you, okay? Because she says to me that you were there for her when it was needed the most. You were there to support her in her time of need before she passed on to the spirit world. Do you understand of this?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And she wants me to give you thanks for that at the moment, okay? And she also wants me to thank you as well for listening to her. Now, would I be right in saying to you that nobody listened to her towards the end of their life, or nobody would take notice of what she was saying, or do you understand of that?
Yeah.
See, because she wants me to thank you dearly for taking the time, if I can put it that way, that you taking the time for putting your opinions across, because I believe that you was the one that would have put your opinion across and would have always pushed for the right, whether it be the right treatment or the right diagnostics, that you pushed and pushed your hardest, she tells me. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. See, and she talks to me here that, you know, even though that she's been in the spirit world some time now, okay, she says to me that you still haven't come to adjust to the loss of this lady, Zara.
Yeah, that's true.
And she says to me, it's difficult every single day that goes by that you think about her, you see her in your mind, and she says to me that she's been trying to prove her existence to you. Now, I know that there's lots of noise in the background, so obviously it's a very busy home that you live in, but she says to me about going into your home because there's been lots of activity there. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay, and as she talks to me of the activity that's been in the background, she wants me to say here to you, no matter what, that she will always try and prove her existence there to you, okay? So, Trish, know that she's around you. Know that she's very much in your vibration, bringing lots of love, lots of upliftment. She says, talk about the younger one. There's a younger one in your life at the minute that's giving you a bit of bother right now, is that right?
She's talking about my youngest son.
I don't know. Is your youngest son living with you?
Yeah, I have all my kids living with me.
Ah, so your youngest son, and he's giving you a bit of bother then at the moment, is he?
Is he what?
Is he giving you a bit of bother at the moment?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. See, because she recognizes that, see, Trisha, there, because she just says this to me about... She recognizes the youngest one giving a bit of bother there to you, okay? She says to me, you stand your ground, girl. Stand your ground. Do you understand her? Because I know that's exactly the way she would come through. You know, as if I want to muscle my way in you and out of my way, everybody else. It's my turn, and I'm taking my full opportunity. And, you know, bless her, that's the way she
yep.
take every opportunity. And you know, you dare get in her way, and you'd soon know about it. You'd understand her that way, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
She says to me, tell her about the lights. Your lights keep going on and off. Is that right?
Yeah. The TV and the phone. I know that's her and my father.
Okay, bless her. Because I know that she says to me about the TV, the lights and everything else. You know, it's all electrical stuff, you know. And I always say, you know, let's look for the logical thing first. And when we explore the logical, there's nothing goes wrong, then I point my finger to the spirit world. And she says to me, you know, I'm just here to prove to you that I'm still around your vibration. I haven't gone anywhere. I'm not going to go anywhere. And I will do my very best here to stay with you. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know I've got to go. And she says to me, no, you can't. Not yet, she says to me. And I know I have to. So come on, Dad. What do you want to say to me? Ah, okay. She says, we need to be a bit more serious right now.
Okay.
Now, will I be right in saying to you about the school? Do you understand about one of your children's schools? There's been a bit of a problem with the school at the moment, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I had just transferred my oldest son into another school so he could hurry up and graduate.
Right, because she says about the school. Tell him about the school. I know all about the school. And she says, and if I was you in this life, she would be certainly crossing her arms, and I don't mean to be rude, but what she shows me is if she lifts her top part of her body up out of the way, I'd sort them out, she's going, all right? And I know that's the way she would have been. And she says, that's the way I would have been, and that's exactly what I would have done if I was you. Do you understand of that?
Yeah. Would he do well with this school?
You know, I believe that his life is going to change for him, okay? So now that he's changed the schools, because if I see to that, he wasn't getting on there, is that right?
Yeah. He's like, it's moving too slow for him.
Yeah, okay, because I know I'm saying, like, well, come on, answer the question. And she says to me, he'll do a lot better there because he didn't get on at the last school. It wasn't so much the school, it was the people of the school, because that's what makes the school. Do you understand of this?
Okay. Yeah, okay. The teachers.
There we are. Okay, so I know that this new one, obviously, so if it was the teachers, you know, it's not for me to analyze anything, but she says to me there that it's a lot different. And she wants me to be quiet. So I know that this new school is going to bring more subtle. I believe it's going to bring more upliftment there to him. So know that she's around and she will do her very best. And there's a whole host of them there that would love to come forward. But I know that we're governed on time and I know I have to move on. And I say thank you very much for calling. And remember, please do download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spore at FM. And I say thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, we're going to go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe that we have... I was in a bit of trouble here, Jerry, getting this name. Vivian, wasn't it? Hi, Vivian.
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi, Vivian. I know that in the very beginning there, I was struggling and catching your name. So it's Vivian. Vivian, and where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Orlando.
From Orlando. Well, you know, I stayed in Orlando. That's where I got my cold from, I think.
Yes.
That's not fair, is it?
I think it's still lucky that I get to got your flyers and now I add you on my Facebook as a friend.
All right. Okay, well, let me hand you over, Vivian, there to a wonderful guest, which is Jerry. And I know that Jerry will do some wonderful work there with you. Okay, Jerry, it's all over to you, mate.
Thanks, Mike. Hi, Vivian.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
I'm really good. I don't have a cold because I don't get to go to such wonderful places as Orlando in Florida. So I'm sitting here without a cold. So I'm a bit jealous of Mike, really, because he's been out enjoying himself in your lovely part of the USA. So how can I help you, my lovely? Do you have a question that you want to ask?
Not specifically. I just want to have a basic reading or just whatever you could tell me, that's fine.
Right, so you want me just to see whatever comes up, yeah?
Yes, that would be good to me.
Right, okay, just bear with me. Let's see what's happening here for you. Right, okay. I feel that there are situations or problems around you at the moment, Vivian, that you need to be trying to find alternative solutions as to how to make them work. I've got quite a bit of change happening around you, particularly next month. And the month of November is very much a month of success around work, building new careers, or even starting off or redefining a business venture. It's a very big month this year for material growth and earning a lot more than possibly you've been earning, or the money that's coming in is certainly going to start to grow. But I feel that by the third week of November, you're looking at signing contract or paperwork where it's taking you on a new path that is going to open up a lot of new doors for you, particularly over the next 6 months. Your life is about to change. One of these decisions or one of these, or I say one of these offers because there's more than one that seems to be heading in your direction.
Mm-hmm.
May not appear initially to be bringing you everything that you're looking for, but this is where you've got to take a little leap of faith. So there are a few, with one of these challenges, it's like, go and just jump in the deep end, because the rewards and the unexpected rewards that come through for you will literally, I was going to say, blow your socks off. So you are looking to really expand anything to do with work. So have you been looking to change your work or career path recently?
I'm thinking that it's most importantly, I think it's also my husband. He has career problems right now. And actually, we're also thinking about having another child, but we're not sure about that. We want to wait until his career settles down first.
So this is really where I also feel that your husband as well has got to be trying. I feel he's got to think outside the box. I feel that he's got to also stretch his imagination a lot more than he has been. And there's also, I've got learning or studying coming in here as well. So one of you is going to be taking on a new skill or learning something new. It may be doing some sort of higher learning from home. You don't necessarily have to be going to college or anything, but it's where there's definitely learning coming through on a new level here. And I feel that there is there's quite a bit of wisdom and knowledge that you have that you're also going to be passing on to other people. So there's some sort of teaching role coming up here around you as well. But although that doesn't appear to maybe not, it won't surface until late March, early April of next year. There's something about you passing your knowledge on to other people. So whatever you're going to be learning before the end of 2012 is not something that's just for you. It's where you're going to be sharing your wisdom with others, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Can I ask, who's been thinking about wanting to move, make a house move?
I'm sorry, I don't quite understand that.
Somebody around you, if it's not you, has been wanting to move home, to sell up and move.
Around me, I have been thinking of moving before. I'm not sure whether it's me or also my husband. Also, sometimes he's talking about it. But
and
I don't
think
we have conditions. Yes.
Sorry, Marvin. I was just fancying very much a move to another state, though. It's like moving to somewhere completely fresh.
Right. I have been thinking of that.
I feel that this, again, is something that you're going to be reevaluating. Again, it's around the third week of November.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what you decide at that time, it could be that you then put that decision on ice until the second or third month of next year. But I get the feeling it's a very distinct possibility that you will actually make some quite big life-changing decisions in the early part of the new year that will certainly see you travelling a lot and say moving possibly to another state and certainly putting down roots that I feel haven't existed with you for a little while now. If you understand that.
Yes. I will see that. I think I understand, yes.
It's where I know that family is very important to you, and I will just say, because I know we can't unfortunately take too long on the readings here on the show, because there's so many lovely people who want to call in. But it's family is very important, but I also feel that there's been a block with family somewhere, but it's time to make those changes. It's time to strike out. As I said, it's time to take that leap of faith, because the reward at the other end of it is hugely significant for you. And if you are looking at real estate and changing home, or even just changing something around the home, now's the time to, well, and particularly next month, now's the time to look at it, because of what it's going to bring in the early part of the new year.
Okay.
Does that all make sense for you, my love?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Hey, Vivian, thank you very much for calling, and thank you there, Jerry, for that wonderful reading. Vivian, please go over to Mike Spirit FM and retrieve a copy of that reading in the archives. And I say thank you very much for calling there.
Sure, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye now. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jerry, we're going to have a little 2 minutes here. I'm going to play you another song. And I hope that everyone's going to enjoy this one. So let's press this and see where we go. I got to say, Jerry, is I'm glad I got a mute button, because otherwise everybody would have been hearing me singing to "You're All That Matters to Me" by Curtis Titus. Never mind. Let's get.
I wonder what the funny noise was.
Let's get back on with this show because I'm not going to sing because I can't. And it's really painful, Jerry.
You think you've got problems?
Yeah, I know. My poor dog, he sleeps through every show I do, so, you know, bless his heart. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines before I lose the plot. I do believe I have Kathy there with us. Hi, Kathy, are you there with us? Kathy, I'll have to go to the next caller.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Finally, Kathy. It's the second time for me to
Hello.
Talk to you in there. Kathy, welcome you. Can I ask you where you're calling from? Kathy, can you hear me?
I'm in Eastbourne at the moment.
Ah, right. Okay. I thought I lost you then. I was just going to go to my next caller. Okay, Kathy, that's fine. So you're from Eastbourne. And was it a reading that you was looking for? Kathy, we seem to be...
There seems to be a delay on it.
Ah, right. Okay. So I'll just go
just
into...
Just a reading, please.
Just a reading. Okay. So you just bear with us and we'll see where we're going, okay, Kathy? Because I know that I've got a gentleman that joins me here from the spirit world. I know that he makes me aware that his legs is giving me lots of difficulties. I mean, particularly my one in particular, and that's my left leg, that's giving me lots of trouble. I want to bend down. I want to start rubbing my leg, almost as if I would have, like, rubbed cream in my leg or something, or I know that I had a discomfort there. You know, I didn't let it bother me too much, even though that he would have walked with a slight limp, I believe. But I know that this leg would have been a problem for him throughout his life. He certainly makes me aware that he links towards your dad's side of your family there. Kathy, do you understand why I have you with me?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Would this be like your dad? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, bless his heart, because he says, I'm dad, okay? And I know that when your dad was here... With...
No, my dad's still here.
Okay. Okay, so this is... Okay, he must be like... If he's not your dad, he must be your granddad, or he must be somebody close to you, like a fatherly figure then. Yeah, do you understand of him, Kathy?
Granddad, yeah.
It's your granddad, okay. I know as I've got him, see, I know that he just comes close, and I know that he wants to be around your vibration at the moment, okay? And as he does do just that, he wants me to say that he's seen some things going on in your life. He tells me that there's been like one hurdle after another, after another. Do you understand of this? Yeah?
I do, yes, that's right.
Okay, because he talks to me that there's been one hurdle after another, after another. And I know that you are aware of spirit in some way. I know that you try and connect with the spirit world, because he talks to me about connecting with the spirit world. And as you're doing just that, he says to me that you're going along quite well, quite fine with it at the moment. But he talks to me here very clearly about that sometimes we can try too hard. Do you understand of why I would say that to you, Kathy, that sometimes we can try too hard? Yeah?
Yeah, possibly, yeah, I can understand that.
Okay. Because I know that as he talks to me about trying too hard, sometimes you get yourself frustrated about this, you get yourself worked up as if you think, well, maybe I'm not meant to do this. And that's a feeling that he gives me here. And he says to me that we have to go through a certain level of understanding and developing all of the things that's around you. And I know that as he talks to me about this, that he wants me to say to you that you need to go forward and you need to go onwards, okay? Stop holding yourself back, because you can be your own worst enemy sometimes. Is that right? Yeah?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Okay. Now, I know I also have a lady that joins in with your granddad, okay? And this lady, I know that she makes me aware when she passed that she certainly suffered with her hands and her wrists, because I know that her hands and wrists are giving me lots of trouble at the minute. I know that she's not a very tall lady. She's maybe around the 5'2", 5'3", of her height of when she was here with us. I believe that she would have been a lady that Makes me feel like grandmother, if I'm honest there with you, because I feel she's so close to the gentleman, so close to the granddad. So I believe that she's like your grandma. I know that she makes me aware that she would have lost weight prior to her passing. I know I can see this in her face because I know that I'm seeing her face starting to slim down before she passes on to the spirit world. She talks to me of being confined and restricted, bless her, because I know that she wants me to sit down. And I believe that that's the way she would have spent the last life, confined and restricted. I know that she's such a sweet, dear lady as she comes through. And, you know, she makes me feel all tingling, all warm inside. And, you know, I know that she wants me to just catch around you, Kathy, and put my arms around you, as this lady would have done it when she was here, because she would have loved to just hold you tight and let you know that she's close there. And that's what she wants to do from the spirit world at the moment. And, you know, she just talks to me here about that there's been... She says, it's been sad. It's been sad, but because I'm with you, it's okay. Do you understand that there's been this bit of sadness in your life there, Kathy? And knowing that your grandmother is there with you, it's going to be okay. Do you understand of that? Yeah?
Probably some time ago, not really recently, but some time ago I did go through a sort of bad period, yeah.
Okay, because she says to me about she wants to hold you tight and make sure that this thing doesn't happen again, okay? So if this was some time ago, are you venturing out onto something new right now that is like something similar to what that was before? Does that make sense, did you? Yeah?
I'm not sure. I can't really think what that is at the moment.
Okay. Well, she talks to me about that there's a new venture in your life, okay, of where I'm going into something new. And where she talks to me about that you felt that there was a sadness back in the past, she doesn't want you to go down that same road again. And she wants me to say to you, so long as she's by the side of you, as long as you understand she's by the side of you, that she will walk with you every step of the way, okay? Know that she's forever much around your vibration and that she has so much love, so much energy there for you. And I know that's the way that she would come through and that's the way she would have been in this life when she was here with us, okay? Now, I know that she wants me to talk to you about that there's celebrations that's coming up in your life at the moment. So would you understand there's a celebration that's coming up at the moment? Yeah?
Yes, there's a couple of celebrations coming up in the next couple of months, yeah.
Because she says there's a celebration that's coming up. And as the celebration is coming up, she wants me to say that she would have always loved to be a part of the celebrations. And that's what she wants me to say, that that's around you at the moment, okay? Now, I know that she says to me as well here that, you know, that life is for us to move on and to enjoy what's around us at the moment. And that's what she wants me to say to you. Enjoy what's around you. Absorb everything that's around you. But move on with it and develop it, okay? Because she talks to me of developing it and working with it, okay? She says to me that you're like an open book at the moment. Your life is like an open book. And I want to start filling in the blanks if you're not. Mm-hmm. I can do that, but I know I want to start filling in the blanks for you, okay? And she says to me as we go on with this, that it's like as if you will start to build some kind of like portfolio, if you like, of the achievements. Because she says to me that you have so much doubt, so much... I'm not going to use the word negativity, but so much doubts within inside yourself. You keep doubting yourself. You keep saying that you're not good enough. And you keep saying that I can't. And she says, yes, you can. Because if you can go back through your life's history of your book, this book I'm talking about, you will see how much you've accomplished every step of the way. But you have to start believing in yourself. That's the message that she comes through with. You have to start believing in yourself. Do you have the thing? She wants me to look at my fingers here, Kathy. And she says to me about... The things that you have belong to. So is that the ring that you have that would belong to her? Is that right? Yeah? Do you understand the ring?
My mum's got a wedding ring. I don't have it. My mum's got it.
Okay, that's fine because she talks to me about the ring. You understand the ring, okay? So long as you understand and your mum's got it, then that's perfect, okay? Now, let's go to your mum at the moment because she points me into your mum's direction. Is there a problem with your mum at the moment then? Yeah, Kathy, do you understand that there's a problem with your mum?
Yeah, there's health issues with my mum and my dad at the moment.
Okay, because she says go to mum. Okay, so your grandma wants to go to mum, and I know that she does that by pointing at the ring. Okay, and so if there's health issues, would you understand there's bloods to do with your mum? There's something to do with blood tests? Do you understand the blood tests, Kathy, with your mum?
That's actually my dad. He's had some blood clots, and he's been put on warfarin now for his blood.
Oh, bless. Okay. Because I know that she makes you aware of the blood test. So if that's with your dad, then that's fine. So I know that your grandma's thoughts are with your dad at the moment, because I know that there's bloods, there's things to do with the bloods that needs to be dealt with. I know, and I've always said that, Kathy, and always will say, if these thoughts have been recognized in the spirit world, know that the healing's going that way anyway, okay? So please take the love of your grandma, your granddad in the spirit world. You know, I know that there's quite a few others there with you as well. I know that I could work for quite some time with them all, because I know that they are lovely energies. But the main thing that they want to come through with is to say to you, you have to start believing in yourself. You have to start doing...
That's right, yeah.
By yourself, and you know, never mind, and I mean this with the greatest of respects, and please don't take offensively, you know, never mind what everybody else is telling you. You know, and only you know, what you feel inside is right. You have to go with those feelings, because I know that's where the spirit world inspires us. Do you understand of that? Yeah? Kathy, do you understand of that, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do understand that, yeah.
But please take the love. I know that we need to move on, because I know that the show is running away with us. And I'll say thank you very much for calling. And please do download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines here, Jenny. And I do believe that we have... Carla online. Carla, are you there with us?
Yes, I am here.
Hi, Carla. Can we ask you where you're calling?
Hi. I'm calling from Florida.
From Florida. Oh, lovely Florida. You know, every time somebody says Florida or Orlando, I go, oh. I just think about being back there. I really do. But I don't like the cold. I don't like the cold, though, that I come back with. But that's okay.
Well, the heat is terrible.
You know, that's. I think that's what it was, you know, going out in the wonderful 90-degree heat and then just being used, because over here in this country, we are used to, like, now we work in different to you, because I know that you work in finite, we work in Celsius. It's like maybe 60s, 50s, 60s here in the UK, and it's cold, and then coming over to nice and hot and being able to swim in the pool to... dreadful. Let me hand you over to Jerry there, Kathy, because I'm quite jealous now, and I'm going to say Jerry will do his very best. Yeah. Thank you.
Kathy, hi.
My name's Carla.
Carla,
hi.
Hello,
how are you?
I'm very good. Well, apart from the fact that I can't see out of my window, because here now it's our night time and it's raining, and I've got the heating on because it's got cold. Am I making you feel bad at all, because you're sitting there in lovely Florida?
No, because I would rather have cold. I've been here too long. I do have a question on, I work for myself, but I took on a temporary job, a part-time job. And I know it's probably only temporary. My wanting, it's only temporary. It was supposed to be one day, but I gave him 2 days, and that was it. I didn't want to give him any more time. I'm just having some, I don't know if it's leery questions, or there's a lot of people in there with a lot of emotions. I work for a doctor, and I'm not sure if I'm picking them up or what, but what do you see on this part-time job? Is it for my highest good to stay? Will I get any benefit out of it for staying out until my business gets busier?
First and foremost, what people, human beings, tend to do, and it's something that the majority of people don't recognize, it's known as the theory of the 6 degrees of separation. Now, I'm not going to bore you with all the details, but what it says is, roughly, 75% of what you feel is not yours, it's other people's.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot, and generally that happens. It happens more with women than it does with men, and with you as well, because there is I get quite a strong sense of creativity with you. I feel you've got quite a sharp insight and intuition. There's, I see lots of colour around you. So the chances are that you're going to be very much aware of absorbing other people's emotions. As far as the part-time job is concerned, you're not staying there for very long.
Okay, good.
I feel you're going to be walking away from this, and it's certainly not weeks. It could even be days before you just say, no, enough's enough.
Okay.
It served its purpose. It's been there for a reason. But I would say that by the end of this month, you're waving it goodbye because you don't need to be there anymore. And it could even be sooner than that.
Okay, is it because my business starts picking back up more, or my business goes in a different direction, goes, you know, more prosperous?
Your business, you've been looking at this with a lot of scrutiny. You've been trying to really reason out why it hasn't been working or why it hasn't quite taken off as quickly as you would have wanted it to. This is where you've done too much head stuff and not enough heart stuff. In other words, this is where you've been trying to put it into reason and logic and rationale, and that's not going to work. This is where you now actually can step away from the part-time job and just step back from actually everything, just even if it's just maybe for 2 or 3 days, because you are going to be inspired in your dream time. There is something that there is a bit of fine-tuning for your business, but trying to reason it out is not the way forward. You've got to allow your own guardian angels around you to come in and bring you the connection that's missing. And what my guide is saying is the only time they can get through to you is when you're asleep. Because that's when you shut your conscious mind off and it's not buzzing around so much.
Okay.
So you're going to find that over the next few days or so that you're going to have dreams that you remember. They'll be significant when it comes to your business. And also you're going to get just a very strong feeling of, I know what I'm going to do now, and you just go and do it. As I said earlier on, next month, the month of November, is a very key month for success in the workplace. Now, for you, you need to look around the 19th of November, because I feel that is when you're really going to start to see other doors and new doors opening up in front of you.
Good.
Just one other little thing. I also feel that you're prone to a little bit of stress and anxiety.
A little bit. I've just been through a stressful...
A little bit.
Stressful time. Right. Yeah.
I feel that there's, I don't know whether you go to a gym or whether it's whether there's exercise involved here, but I feel that this is where you're getting too much of a build-up of physical energy that's not going anywhere, and that needs to be released. Do you understand that?
That would be at that part-time job. I'm a massage therapist. Well, I do other work. My work by myself is something different. I do, I'm a medium, and I also teach, but the other one is I'm a neuromuscular therapist massage.
Excellent. When's the last time you treated yourself to letting somebody else give you some therapy to help release some of these little blocks and the energy channels that aren't flowing properly?
Yeah, that I definitely need. I do have a question. Now, leaving this part-time job, am I going to have any problems with her, the doctor, by leaving it?
No, none at all. For the simple reason that I feel that somebody's already aware, this lady's already aware, there's a female around you already aware that this is something you're going to do. And it's like, well, it's not totally unexpected. And to be honest, go on.
I'm sorry. No, you go on. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, it's because it's time that you need to take your own steps forward.
Okay. Well, because she knows I do the other stuff, and I'm pretty well known for my other stuff I do. And I won't give her any more of my time. And she likes to control things, which, you know, most bosses do, but I'm not a controlling, person and, and stuff like that. So I can see where she knows she can't budge me. Is that what it is, do you think?
To be honest, I actually feel there's a little bit of jealousy.
Yep. See, that's what I got and my friends got into. It was jealousy. Is it jealousy about my other business or that I'm not a pushover?
Both, to be honest, because you are somebody who, as you say, you're very well known for what you do, but your circle of awareness is going to be growing even more and quite considerably more. So some people actually perceive you as being a little bit of a threat, but where, because of their own issues, unfortunately, they don't embrace who you are and what you do because they could gain and benefit from it because by nature you just like to give to other people. But I'm sorry, but their loss, you're going to know. The sooner I feel that you walk away, the better it will be for you.
Okay, but I won't have any problems from her.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
None at all.
Okay.
None at all. I hope this has been some help for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, and I wish you well.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Thank you, Carla, for calling in. And remember, please do download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I say thank you very much for calling. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone line, dear Jerry. I do believe I have Paula. Paula, are you there with us?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Paula. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from California.
In California, wonderful. And what was the reason that you're calling for there?
I was just calling to see if you had a message from one of my loved ones that have passed.
Okay. Then I'll do my very best to make a connection with you, Paula, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
Yes, perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, I know I've got a lady that builds a vibration up here with me at the moment, there, Paula, and I know that the first thing that she shows me is hospitals. She shows me machinery, and I know that they start beeping. So now I want to say to you that this lady I have with me here will have certainly passed in a hospital, or she would have been in and out of the hospital for a little while before she passed. She does make me aware that there was like a multitude of things that was wrong with her. There was parts all over her body that just gave up. One organ gave up, then the next, and then the next, and then the next, until she passed on to the spirit world. She tells me that she had plenty of support, she had plenty of help from her family and those that was closest to her. Do you understand of a lady like this to me, please, there, Paula,
yes,
in the spirit world?
Yes,
and
I do.
And this would be something that's very close there to you, is that right?
Yes.
Because she says to me that she's been close to you since the moment she's passed, and she was close to you since before she passed. She wants me to say, again, she wants me to thank you. I know that I had another lady that thanked another caller, but she wants to say thank you. But I believe it's for gifts that you would have given this lady before she passed, because I can see almost as if you're going into the hospital and you're giving her stuff in the hospital. She says to me about cheering her up. And that's what she needed. She needed cheering up in her life because she says to me that she knew that she was ready to go home to the spirit world. Do you understand of her, Paula, yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And she says to me here that as she's been with you at the moment and as she's been around your vibration, she talks to me of frustration. So you've been getting yourself all frustrated of late. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And would I be right in saying that to you, Paula, that you've been feeling as if the spirit world has left you or something? Why would you understand why I would say that to you?
Occasionally, yeah.
All right, because she says to me, we haven't left you. We haven't gone anywhere. Now, I know that you send a lot of thoughts off to the spirit world and to your loved ones in the spirit world. Is that right?
Yes, all the time.
Okay. And she says to me that she is seeing... Okay, she says, I've been seeing her sat there and praying so hard to us, asking for our guidance and asking for our help at the moment because there's need of support around your life. You need your spirit friends around you at the moment. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And she says to me that, that she's been there. There's a whole host of them has come from the spirit world to gather around you at the moment. And they tell me here that they want me to go a little bit further with you to prove this. Now, I know in California, you're probably on, you're on Eastern time in California, aren't you?
Pacific, yeah.
Okay, so it's even earlier. So it's probably only just afternoon there for you now, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so... Okay, now I hope she's right with what she's telling me here, because she says to me that, now, when you got dressed this morning, okay, that you changed your mind. You changed your mind from the white. Do you understand that you was going to wear white this morning when you woke up?
Yes, yes. I actually had a white sweater on this morning and I changed.
Ah, because she says to me about that you changed from the white. Okay, so isn't that a wonderful bit of evidence to prove that she's with you at the moment, okay? And she says to me that you have things that you have to get on with today. So I don't know whether you've got, like, appointments or you have to, make calls, or there's things that you need to do today, isn't it? It's an important day for you. Do you understand of this?
Yes, it is.
And she says to me that you've been worrying of how it's going to go from here on in. Does that make sense to you? Because it's like as if I want to say to you, it's like from here on in, it's how I'm going to the rest of my life will be planned. No, that's even wrong. It's not the rest of your life. Things will be planned from today. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. See, because she says to me about it's important that you had a good night's sleep last night. And you did have a good night's sleep last night, didn't you, Paula?
Yes, I did.
And she says it's unlike you, isn't it? You normally would be waking up through the night. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And she says to me it was important that you had a good night's sleep last night, because there's so much that you have to do today. You have to get today right, because it's like planning the rest of your life, if you like, mapping your future out there for you. And I know as you were doing this, that this lady in the spirit world is going to be right by the side of you, giving you the inspiration, the encouragement that you need to go through each and every day. Now, she says to me there that you quite often feel the spirit world around you. Is that right?
I do.
Okay. And, you know, of what she does to me at the moment, she puts her hand over my shoulder and rests her hand up on my shoulder. And, Paula, would I be right in saying that you have felt something like this of late? Is that right?
Yes.
Yes. Because she says to me, I've been resting my hand there to let her know that I'm around her vibration. The banging in the other room. You've been hearing banging in another room. Is that right?
Occasionally I do, yeah.
You see, because again, it's just her way of proving to you there, Paula, that she's around your vibration, isn't it? Because she says to me about the banging and the knocking there. And, excuse me, this dreadful cold. I keep telling all my neighbours it's an American cold. So they keep going on with it and they say, Mike's got the American cold. So I know that, see, it's just this lady's way of proving to you that she's around your vibration there. Now, she talks to me here about, make sure that you take the pen and paper with you today, okay? Because you will need to take notes. And I believe that as you're taking notes, those notes will be for what's around you, okay? So please take the notes. Take the notepad and take notes of what's going on, because she says to me, it will be all things that will be related to what's coming up in your life. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. 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 I don't know, I feel as if I want to... Paula, would I be right in saying to you that you're waiting for someone new to come into your life at the moment? You're wanting someone new in your life at the moment, is that right?
I'm wanting, like, a new change in my life, like, to move.
Okay, because she says to me about wanting a new, something new in your life. Now, I'm saying it's either a new thing, new person, new vibration. There's something new, because she talks about the new that's coming into your life. Now, you've been planning that, haven't you? For she says to me, the last 6 months. Does that make sense that you, Paula?
Yeah.
Ah, right, bless her. Because she says to me, the last 6 months has been planning and you've been building. And she says to me, it's like a slow, steady climb. And I know as you make slow, steady climbs, then that's perfect, okay? Because I know that that's where she wants me to put you. Paula, I hope that's helped you a little bit, okay? Know that she's so close to you. Know that you know, as these lovely people come close, they wrap their arms around me like mums, grandmums, and people. And that's exactly what this lady does. You know, she fills me full of emotion. I know that there's been emotion there with you of late. I know that there's been tears that's been flowing, because I know she just puts these tears in my eyes. And I know that she says to me, just tell her I'm there. Just let her know I'm there with her, okay? And I know that's the important bit, just to let you know that you're not alone, Paula, there. Do you understand of that?
Yes, thank you.
But please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spurl at FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling there, Paula.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, Jelly, before we go to the next reading, yeah, I need to play this one last song, because I did promise three, Jelly, and I stick to my word.
Absolutely.
So this is the last one. I know that we all will know this, and, you know, it's such a touching song. Let me just press this, and let's see if you like it.
Run and never look back. Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Or would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. Away. Would you swear that you'll always be mine? Or would you lie? Would you run and hide? Am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? I don't care, you're here. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away.
International medium Mike Davis, the people psychic, is now doing private readings on www.mikesword.fm. Just click on the request a reading page and follow the online instructions on how to contact Mike. Remember, this is a one-to-one service. Terms and conditions can be found on www.magspirit.fm. To book your reading, log on now. Remember, that's www.magspirit.fm.
The home of the people psychic.
Ah, Jerry, would you know who that voiceover is there?
I tell you what, that's one of the best jingles I've heard in ages.
Got to play it again, Jerry, and you need to try and find out or think who it is. Okay, here we go.
International medium Mike Davis, the people psychic, is now doing private readings on www.mikeswirt.fm. Just click on the request a reading page and follow the online instructions on how to contact Mike. Remember, this is a one-to-one service. Terms and conditions can be found on www.magspirit.fm. To book your reading, log on now. Remember, that's www.magspirit.fm.
The home of the people psychic.
Jerry, did you... Now I know that you've listened to it twice. Do I need to play it a third time? Do you know who those voices are?
That is, I tell you, that's the voice at the end that makes me smile the most. That's your children.
That is. That's my wonderful Stacey, Emily, and James right at the end. I remember him doing this in the studio, right in studio one, that there was a recording. My boy, he's only 8 plus, he was 7 at the time, and he said, "Dad, I want to be on there like the girls." So the guy that works with me, he's Gwyn, you know, Captain Gwincy from the music shows right here, Max World FM. He says, "Okay, James, you have to say the home of the people psychic." And he was so excited, he jumped up off of the chair. He went, "The home of the people psychic." And I was like, "Good boy, James. Good boy." Absolutely fantastic. Jerry, we have very little time left. We have just over 7 minutes left of the show. It's gone so quick, gone so fast. I want to try and get to Dorothy, so let's take Dorothy here. Hi, Dorothy, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Dorothy.
Hi.
They said that we've only got literally 7 minutes left of the show, and I need to talk about something before we go. So quickly, Jerry can make a connection there with you, and we'll go from there. Is that okay for you, Dorothy?
That's fine. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you there, Jerry. It's over to you.
Dorothy, hi, my lovely. Now, I apologize if I'm going to probably... speak very quickly.
Fine.
So we've got little time. What would you like me to look at for you?
You can look at there's somebody that I've been attracted to, that I've been interested in, and I wondered what you might pick up around that, or anything about my love life at the moment.
Right, Dorothy, not a problem. Okay, now there's been a lot of fun missing, and I feel that this is probably since maybe this time last year. But you're now stepping into a very intriguing time here where relationships around you just in general are going to be a lot more fun. They don't need to be quite so serious, but I also feel it's a time when you can start to make some longer term plans with somebody around you. Now, although this person seems to me to come across as being quite light-hearted, they have quite a wicked sense of humour, I feel that for some of the time, you know, they put a bit of a mask on to the world, and they have one face that they present to people around them, and then behind closed doors, it's a different story. I feel that there's a little bit of emotional heartache with this person that hasn't quite gone away yet. Does that make sense?
Well, the person that I was mentioning, I really don't know because I just barely met him online.
Right. Well, as you get to know him more, and I feel that this is going to be, it's going to evolve at a very gentle pace, because I feel that this is where I get the word trust coming in here. So it's definitely where you are going to want to rebuild or regain your trust slowly. I feel that this person, when they will start to open up to you more, but it's a little and often, it's a little bit like a dripping faucet. It doesn't happen overnight, you know. You've got to take
right.
it one little step at a time. However, because I do have to keep this short, I will say to you that by the end of this year, and particularly around the very end of December, there is something of an emotional gift coming in your direction from this person.
Hmm.
And I have the swan linking with the medicine animal of the swan linking with you, and the swan always speaks of a lifetime partnership. So I feel this could build up into something quite unique and special.
Oh, that would be very interesting, since he's totally different from many from what I'm usually attracted to.
Well, it's an interesting time of exploring somebody new and different and lovely, but I say, unfortunately, I do have to keep it short, so I hope that's been of some help for you.
Yes, it has. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny, and thank you, Dorothy, and remember...
Thank you.
You know, please do come on over to Mike Spirit FM, where you will find a copy of that reading in the archives, and please...
I always download.
No problem at all. Thank you very much, Dorothy, and...
thank you.
I'll take your call again. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Jenny, another show has gone so fast, it's gone so quick. It's unbelievable, isn't it, how quick it goes. I'm really looking forward, Jerry, to your show on Wednesday. I will be there, I will be listening, and you never know, I might even come on and find out who has the sexiest laugh, me or you. Because, you know, that's what we've done with Nick. You know, I'm a little bit worried about Grant, and maybe a little bit worried about Andrew D as well, because, you know, he does have a unique laugh himself. So I'm a little bit worried. I am concerned. I know that Sunflower has been posting in the chat room, and Sunflower, keep them votes coming in for me, only for me. Okay. So thank you all. Jerry, as I said, it is a pleasure to have you within the family, and it's going to be a pleasure to introduce you live on February 22nd and 23rd of February next year, for the Mike Spirit FM, the very first roadshow, and hopefully the very first of many to come. I know it's going to be an exciting event. It's going to be full of exhibitors. We have already quite a few lined up, which I'm not going to say about right now because it's not fair until it's full. I know that, actually I'm going to say about Nick Humphries' wife will be there. I haven't got a wife, so mine won't be there because I haven't got one. But so maybe... the votes will swing in my favour because his wife will be there, I hope. But his wife will be there doing her wonderful beauty therapy and everything else that she does, and pamper things. And I know it's going to be a very interesting day. And Jerry, you know, it's wonderful that you're going to be a part of this with us. So once again, thank you very much.
Well, thank you. I'm not too sure that you should be playing for the sympathy vote, though, here, Mike. You know, that's not on, you know.
Well,
I know where you're at. You just...
Well, Jerry, you've got me there, haven't you? You really have. You've got me.
Don't you feel sorry for Mike? You vote for who he feels the right person to have the sexiest laugh. Sympathy vote, I don't know.
Well, you know, you've got to try these things, Jerry. You really have. But, Jerry, I know that you're going to be on the Guide and Light show tomorrow. That's 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. You're going to be a guest.
That's it.
Which is 4 p.m. Eastern time.
Looking forward to that as well. The lovely Sarah and Jeanette.
Well, I know that Sarah and Jeanette is listening right now, so I know that they would have heard the way that you worked. I know that you worked with them many times on the TV, which is absolutely fantastic. So, you know, I just want to say that you, Jerry, thank you very much for being a part of my show here tonight. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, please come on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. UK time, which is 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to Jerry's Soul show. It's a Jerry's Soul. Jerry's show called Soul Purposes, right here in Mike Spirit FM. And not forgetting our event on the 22nd and 23rd of February next year. Jerry, thank you very much. But for me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm, or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sleep Manics, and we tune in every week.